had a first cousin, one Arthur McBride. He and I went a walking down by the seaside. Now mark what did follow, and what did betide, for it being on Christmas morning. Well, for recreation we went for a tramp. We met Sergeant Nipper and Corporal Cramp, and besides the wee drummer who roused up the camp with his rowdy dodo in the morning. Good morning, good morning, the sergeant did cry, and the same to you gentlemen we did reply, intending no harm, but meaning for to pass by, it being on Christmas morning. But says he, my fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas of gold I will slip in your fist, and a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier, he leads a very fine life, and he's always blessed with a charming young wife, and he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and is always as pleasant and charming. For a soldier, he is always as decent and clean, in the finest of clothing he's constantly seen, while poor other poor fellows go dirty and mean, and sup on thin gruel in the morning. But, says Arthur, and I'd not be proud of your clothes, for you've only the lend of them, as I suppose. And if you dare not remove them one night, for you know, you'll sure to be flogged in the morning. And although that we are single and free, we take great delight in our owl company, and we have no desire strange faces to see, although that your uppers are charning. We have no desire to take up your advance, all hazards and fortune we barter and chance. You'd think it's no scruples to send us to France, we'd sure to be shot in the morning. But oh no, says the sergeant, I'll not have such chat, and neither why take it from a spalpeener brat. For if you insult me with more words like that, I'll cut off your heads in the morning. And then Arthur and I, we took on the odds, and they scarcely had time for to draw out their swords, when a trusty shillelagh came over their heads, and bade them take that as fair warning. And the little wee drummer, we flattened his pow, and made a football of his rowdy dodo, flung it to the tide for to rock and to roll, and bid it a tedious returning. The 12 trusty rapiers that rung by their sides, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. And the devil go with you, says Arthur McBride, for spoiling our walk in the morning. And we had no money to put in their cracks, and we paid no respect to their blue bloody backs, for we leathered them there like a pet of wet sacks, and we left them for dead in the morning.